Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Today, the Florida Supreme Court struck down Hillsborough County's one-cent transportation sales tax. Justices said the charter amendment's restrictions on how the revenue from the 2018 tax could be spent were unconstitutional. In a statement, Congressmember Kathy Castor wrote, "This ruling also puts our community at a disadvantage when it comes to bringing federal transportation investments and related jobs to the Tampa area." The acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief says that militia groups have suggested that they want to blow up the Capitol around the 2021 State of the Union address. The New York Times is reporting that Costco, the nation's second largest retailer, announced that it is adopting a $16 an hour minimum wage for its 180,000 workers next week. That tops Amazon's and Target's $15 minimum and Walmart's $11 minimum. Advocates are pushing a Republican committee chair to hear a bill that would expand Florida's hate crime protections to include gender and gender identity. Robbie Gaffney reports the bill cleared its first committee but got reassigned before its next committee stop.
The measure was originally assigned to the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandes. Bill sponsor Democratic Senator Lori Berman says Brandes voted in favor of the bill in its first committee hearing.
Since he was in support of the bill in the Criminal Justice Committee, there was a strong presumption that he would hear the bill in his Judiciary Committee.
The measure is now heading to the Senate Appropriations Committee instead, chaired by Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell. Stargell calls herself a conservative fighting for family values. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that the Manatee County Sheriff is investigating the county commissioner behind a VIP vaccine event. According to a complaint, Manatee Commissioner Vanessa Baugh may have violated prohibitions on the misuse of her public position and of confidential information. Pasco County Schools announced today a plan to hold in-person 2021 graduations in school stadiums. Each graduate will be permitted to have four guests attend the ceremony. Florida added more than 6,600 new positive coronavirus cases today and 140 deaths. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci says if a coronavirus vaccine is available, regardless of which one, take it. The top U.S. infectious disease expert told NBC a third vaccine becoming available would help get control of the pandemic. The FDA is expected to approve Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine, which offers strong protection against severe COVID-19. Fauci says the longer one waits not getting vaccinated, the better chance the virus has to get a variant or a mutation. Fauci says public health officials are always concerned about virus variants and stressed following public health measures. The predominant coronavirus variant in the U.S. is from Britain. Fauci says the vaccines distributed in the U.S. clearly can take care of that particular strain. Here's the weather tonight: clear, overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
Many Americans can't believe that political coups are part of our country's history. But consider the Wall Street Pooch of 1933. Never heard of it? It was a corporate conspiracy to oust Franklin Roosevelt, who had just been elected president. With the Great Depression raging and millions of families financially devastated, FDR had launched several economic recovery programs to help people get back on their feet. To pay for this crucial effort, he had the audacity to raise taxes on the wealthy, and this enraged a group of Wall Street multimillionaires. Wailing that their, quote, liberty to grab as much wealth as possible was being shackled, they accused the president of mounting a class war. To pull off their coup, they plotted to enlist a private military force made up of destitute World War I veterans who were upset at not receiving promised federal bonus payments. One of the multimillionaire's lackeys reached out to a well-respected advocate for veterans, retired Marine General Smedley Darlington Butler. They wanted him to lead 500,000 veterans in a march on Washington to force FDR from the White House. But they chose the wrong general. Butler was a patriot and lifelong soldier for democracy who in his later years was critical of corporate war profiteering, and he was repulsed by the hubris and treachery of these Wall Street aristocrats. He reached out to a reporter, and together they gathered proof to take to Congress. A special congressional committee investigated and found Butler's story, quote, alarmingly true, leading to public hearings with Smedley Darlington Butler giving detailed testimony. This is Jim Hightower saying, by exposing the traitors, this courageous patriot nipped their coup d'etat in the bud. but their sense of entitlement reveals that we must beware of the concentrated wealth of the imperious rich, for it poses an ever-present danger to your and my majority rule.
Hightower's commentary is brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown. From Wall Street to Washington, this monthly newsletter reveals who's doing what to whom and why. Check it out, hightowerlowdown.org.